I used to tell Jessica she had it so easy, Daniel says. In this society, she could go to an all-white country club, and no one would look twice. I'd probably be asked to leave. For Daniel's mother, this difference in the twins' appearance and the difficulty it caused was a chronic source of anxiety. I felt sad knowing that this would become a lifelong issue between them, she says. As Daniel grew older, he started asking himself, where do I fit in? How should I dress? How should I act? Should I learn more Spanish and hang with the Latinos? Should I use the same slang as the black kids? When Daniel enrolled at a Catholic boys' high school in Los Angeles, his choice seemed clear. Since the population was mostly Latino, I felt pressure to be one of them. I felt I had to prove myself more because my skin was darker, he says. But Daniel's attempts to belong backfired painfully. The Latino students spoke far better Spanish than he did, and they mocked Daniel's struggles to speak the language. His inability to communicate left